On FM and DAB across West Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
It's been claimed the hijack of an Egypt airplane at Larnaca Airport in Cyprus has ended. The country's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has tweeted it's over and says the hijacker has been arrested. Cyprus's state broadcaster claims he surrendered to authorities and emerged from the aircraft with his hands in the air. Sky's diplomatic editor Dominic Waghorn has been following the events in the last half hour.
Not clear how this came to an end, but the Cyprus Ministry of Foreign Affairs are saying the hostage situation has ended and the hijacker has been arrested, having said an hour or so ago that they believed the hijacker was unstable and his motives weren't entirely clear at that stage.
Three people have been arrested following a stabbing outside a Dover nightclub. Officers were called to Adrian Street near Deja Vu during the early hours of Saturday and we're told a man in his 20s is now in a stable condition in hospital. Two men aged 23 and 30 and an 18-year-old woman have been released on bail in till the 26th of May. A road in Dartford remains sealed off by police after neighbours reported hearing up to four gunshots. Officers were called to Burnham Road at 9:30 last night. They say inquiries are continuing and no one's been hurt. More than 1,500 children, including some as young as 10, have been arrested for gun offences in 3 years. Figures from police forces across the UK show a 20% jump in the number of cases in the last 12 months. Former gang member Jennifer Blake says school children are often used by gangs to hide weapons.
They're less targeted, just say, so they'll get away with it. So if they want to have somebody deliver a gun, a drug, they will tend to utilise those individuals.
Meantime, Kent Police say there have been 12 arrests for suspected firearm offences involving boys and a girl since 2013. Five children were charged with possessing an imitation firearm. A 16-year-old boy was charged with possessing a firearm without a certificate. Another was charged with having ammunition. A man still in a critical condition after a crash in Ashford on Easter Sunday. He was flown to King's College Hospital in London with head injuries after a BMW hit a lamppost on Wellesley Road. The driver suffered less serious injuries and has been treated at Ashford's William Harvey. A Kent charity says more needs to be done to raise awareness of dyslexia, particularly in the workplace. It comes after a woman recently won a discrimination case against the coffee chain Starbucks in the UK after they failed to make reasonable adjustments for her needs. According to figures, 1 in 10 people in the county have the condition. Sarah Meredith is from the Kent branch of Dyslexia Action.
Adults probably, when they were younger, it wasn't identified and therefore they had no intervention really, and so they've gone into their jobs without having any help at all, and it's then that they might start to suffer in their work.
Staff at a youth jail in Medway at the centre of abuse allegations have been retrained on how to restrain teenagers. All employees, including senior management at Medway Secure Training Centre in Rochester, had gone to sessions hosted by a team from the Ministry of Justice. Undercover footage broadcast on TV earlier this year appeared to show workers using excessive force on young people there. Five men arrested following an investigation are currently on bail. And the makers of a new Harry Potter attraction in Hollywood say they've aimed to bring J.K. Rowling's books to life. The theme park at Universal Studios opens next week and promises a life-size version of Hogsmeade Village.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
In football, the Gillingham managers told KMFM his side seemed to have turned their form around at the right time as they continue to push for promotion. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Gills beat Bury 1-0 away from home yesterday to stay fourth in League One. It follows a run of three defeats at the end of last month. Justin Edinburgh says it's important they keep picking up points.
Three of our last four games have been away from home, and in that run we've run beaten. So I think we've showed real character to get out of the blip. And, you know, hopefully that can stand us in good stead for the run-in and now the 5 out of the 8 at home.
And you can hear more of that interview. We've tweeted it via @KMFMnews. Elsewhere, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he has no plans to step down. His position is under pressure, with the side now 11 points behind Premier League leaders Leicester. And England women's cricket captain says her team will be the underdogs against Australia in tomorrow's World 2020 semi-final. They'll face their old rivals in Delhi before the men take on New Zealand. Zealand in their last four tie. Kent Charlotte Edwards says winning against the Ashes holders isn't beyond them.
We know that when we're at our best, we can beat them. We've got belief that we can do that. But yeah, you know, they've obviously got a lot of things in their favour at the moment in terms of being favourites. They've played here before, but tomorrow's going to be a huge game between two massive teams, and you know, one I think all the players will be looking forward to.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.